Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Wake up. I love this show.
Jump 104.5.
Do you know that myth that everyone spreads about the average person swallows 8 spiders a year?
Oh, yeah.
You know that
when
thing?
You're sleeping.
In your sleep, or you swallow these insects. Just a reminder that that's false. That's not true. That actually started in 1993. A writer just started a myth just to prove how gullible people are, and it snowballed into this giant thing that everyone repeats year after year.
Uh-huh.
You swallow so many insects anyway. No, you don't. Not true. Oh, her name is Lisa Hulst. Didn't happen.
Although, okay. I've been bitten by a couple of spiders. Haven't you?
Yeah, you probably get more bites in your sleep
than
you swallow.
Yeah, you wake up and you go, wait a minute, I don't think acne is part of the program anymore. What is that thing on my cheek?
Insect bite.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of times when you have them, it's because you actually do feel a bug if it walks on your face, so you swat at it.
Right.
And that's why it bites you.
Right. Oh, that's a good one. Also, if you're trying to get to sleep and you think a little nightcap, like a little drink, will help you.
No. Nope.
That's not true. Actually knocks you out, but you don't get good sleep. You don't get that good brain, like, nourishing, restful sleep.
That's
alcohol.
Right. It interrupts your sleep. It does.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think leaving the TV on when you fall asleep is going to help you sleep. That's not true either.
Even if I put the timer on?
Even with the timer, Marilyn, the blue light from the screen before you go to bed sends your brain into, like, a tailspin. You trick your brain into thinking that it's daytime and you're trying to go to sleep. It's like drinking Red Bull and vodka at the same time. It's like,
wow.
Whoa, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
That's what
Do you know what has helped a lot, though? I got to tell you, when I travel more, like, you know, they give you those little eye masks.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, you wear them on the plane. I thought, you know, why don't I just kind of wear that at home? And I'm telling you, that cuts out all the blue light. Because, you know, you get it from your phone,
sure.
And or your clock radio, if you still have one, or your fan, or there's some kind of blue light. In my case, by my bed, it's my alarm system.
Uh-huh.
There's just this light. I can't cover it up. I can't hide it. And I'm telling you, it does interrupt that teeny pin.
Yeah, that light. Little light. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that is a little helpful if you can get one of those.
I mean, always sleep with an eye mask.
Do you?
I love it.
It feels funny on my
Good.
Nose, though.
You need the one that has, like, it's molded around your nose.
Yeah.
And it bubbles out around your eyes, so it's not pressing against your eyes.
Yeah.
It's called, the one I have, I think they make more than one of them, but it's called a Masker with a Z.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Masker.
They also sell them at Sleep Country for El Cheapo.
Oh, okay.
Really?
And they're really nice. They're satin. They're
Ooh.
Nice.
Hit them up.
But the thing is, you at first when you start wearing it, it's just like a mouth guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, you wake up and you mouth guard's like down at the bottom of the bed. The mask is over here. But you get used to it after a while, and you'll see how that really helps your sleep.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
I will take that bit of advice.
It really does.
Sleep Country, get the little mat. What's it called? Masker?
Well, or a mask. Just there.
Yeah.
Or any mask.
Any old
whatever,
mask.
Anything. Yeah, right. Any old mask.
Cool.
Too.
Great. Good word of advice from the ladies over there.
Yeah.
Love it. Another big game that was interrupted this weekend. Fortnite players, Fortnite parents, you know what went down this weekend. Let's let everybody else know if they weren't involved.
So at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, everything went to black.
So the whole world was at standstill because at 2 p.m., like Marilyn said, Fortnite did something that was so, like, from left field that the players couldn't believe what they were seeing. They were staring, they're playing the game, and then all of a sudden, the whole world, the whole map got swallowed by, like, what looks like a black hole. Like,
yeah, right. Just, like, down.
And then, you see, I don't play Fortnite.
Uh-uh.
Because I can't afford for my brain to turn into mush just yet. But my brain has been pulverized by other games like Halo and Bond.
Yeah.
But I'm not in on Fortnite. But apparently, this rocked the world this weekend.
Their Twitter account for Fortnite deleted all of their tweets.
Right. So people,
like,
thought this, was an error.
They were staring at a black hole. Yeah, they thought, what happened? What's wrong? What's wrong?
So Miles, this is one of our producers. Miles, you're a Fortnite player.
I dabble, yeah, a little
okay,
bit.
So what's the explanation here? Did they do this on purpose or was it an error?
Fortnite works kind of like a TV series. They will update the map and the virtual world, and they basically call them seasons.
Okay.
Right.
And they said that this was the end of the season.
So now no one could play Fortnite right now. There's no playing going on whatsoever.
You will be staring at a black screen.
This is crazy. And you know what? I might be an old school gamer, but this is why I'm so glad that I played games on discs not on the internet.
They
I control it.
They said things got so bad that PlayStation had to put out a statement letting people know that the game and all of your V-Bucks were not gone for good.
Okay.
And the belief is, like Miles mentioned, it will be back after a rebooted version featuring a brand new map.
See, that's what reminds me. You know when Instagram goes down, right?
Yes.
Whenever it's gone down on Instagram or Facebook, everyone floods Twitter to check to see what's going on. I can only imagine what would have happened for all these players. That's the issue, right? Everyone thinks it's gone down. What's going to happen to my progress? What's going to happen to everything I've done?
Do you guys want to hear this kid?
Sure.
This is a kid freaking out at the Fortnite mishap. Listen.
Yeah, here we go.
You didn't hurry up! Fucking gone, bro!
What?
He's bashing the TV with the controller.
Yeah, I mean, people went crazy.
Okay.
This plays into our whole like Fortnite addiction discussion that we had last week.
Exactly. So apparently,
I want to know how people that are listening to us right now. Did you freak out? Did your family freak out? You should let us know.
Marilyn, without a doubt.
Yeah.
There's someone listening right now whose kid freaked out over the weekend over Fortnite.
Let us know. 416-870-1045. Let us know how your household was, because we're thinking long weekend, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We can get, you know, the kids can do that. We can get the dinner ready. What happened?
If you woke up this morning and saw a hole in the screen of your TV with a little sneaker in it, then you know what happened. Apparently, they're relaunching the maps today. But what happened over the weekend when your Fortnite player realized it was all a wrap? A lot of houses got rocked this weekend when the Fortnite players went to the console to try to play and realize, rat, it's done. Well, at least this chapter of Fortnite, which they were now relaunching. But it was a really crazy visual for a lot of people to see the whole map be swallowed by a black hole when they tried to play the game.
The reactions varied, and most of them not positive.
Yeah, there was a kid who did kind of freaked out, went viral. Alisa, you have a Fortnite player in your house?
I am the Fortnite player.
Oh.
I am so bored. I'm so upset about it. I was expecting something to come back on, and I waited, and I reloaded the game, and I have no idea.
I mean, you had to actually like talk to actual people this weekend. I can't imagine what that must have been like.
I was on Google trying to figure out if anybody knew how to get back into the game. The game is so good.
They're going to get maybe new maps today.
Today,
is that what I'm
think
hearing?
It's launching this morning.
Oh, I'm going to work. But tonight when I get home, I will be on there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
What do you have to say about Fortnite? Are you okay? You doing all right?
I'm okay. My kids are okay.
What happened?
They're the players. My sons are 11 and 10.
Okay.
They both play religiously. They love the game. Now, they knew. Not what was going to happen, but my son on Saturday morning said, Dad, there's some event at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Can I log on and watch it? And I said, sure, go ahead. So there was some kind of announcement I got the impression of that they announced some event.
Did your kids get freaked out, though?
They didn't. My youngest said, I'm a bit sad because I can't play right now.
Yeah.
But I said, I figured, just like someone else who was there talking about seasons, I said, I think, guys, this is just a big production to launch the next season.
Yeah.
Not going to last. So, your stuff will be fine. Don't worry. And they went off and played something else.
So they didn't throw anything at the TV and punch any holes in walls or nothing like that?
TV's fine. Yep. No, everything's fine. I think I got lucky.
Well, there were such adults about this compared to our last caller.
this Epic Games, guys, I mean, it boggles my mind. I read that these guys, Epic Games, makes $300 million a month on in-game purchases for Fortnite.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon, man. It's a phenomenon. They're making money hand over fist. But hey, listen, your kids have good home training. That's very
nice. Yes, they do, man. Hey, well done.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Matt.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I could just picture Richie Favolaro just chucking his controller at the wall this weekend. Is that what happened to you?
No, I'm not that type of guy. But this is the great thing about Fortnite is every season, and this was the wrap-up of their 10th season, they have this great, huge, massive social live event. You might remember the big news around the marshmallow concert
that
happened
concert.
Live in the game.
Yeah.
They've had various live events like this. This one was titled The End, so everybody sort of knew that something was coming to a close and something new was going to be coming out after that. But interestingly enough, when everything got swallowed into a black hole, you'd think most people would shut it off or figure out how to play in spite of the black hole. But there, you could go online, and there were live streams for like 48 hours straight of the black hole, and people watched the black hole.
Just staring at it?
Because they would drop little hints in the black hole every once in a while. There were numbers that people used to decipher a code that spelled out a phrase that sort of gave a hint as to what was coming next. And so they're great at what they do, and it was a really fun event.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is so well thought out. What a great plan. But some people clearly did not know.
Yeah.
And that's weird. If you're such a follower of Fortnite, especially that one that threw the tennis shoe at the...
Yeah, that guy needs to look on Twitter and figure out what's happening.
See, the problem is you thought your kids were going to have a nice Fortnite weekend while you got your Thanksgiving stuff together, right? Oh, well. Thank you, Richie.
Thank you, Richie. And thank you, Epic Games. How rude.
The federal election is less than a week away, and this weekend, advance polls were open. And according to Elections Canada, 2 million Canadians already cast their ballot. Good for those 2 million people.
Early voting?
Yeah.
2 million?
2 million people. That's a 25% increase from advance polling numbers during our last election. That's massive.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty darn impressive. So don't forget, if you weren't part of these Good Samaritan 2 million people, make sure you are ready to vote less than a week away on Monday.
I wonder 21st. Which party is the early voting party.
Ooh, we'll find out. Spooky. Okay. All right. Also, another big trending entertainment announcement. We have a new Catwoman confirmed to play opposite Robert Pattinson's Batman, and it's going to be Zoe Kravitz.
Nice.
And so far, everyone is a huge fan of this. I feel like they were already, you know, initially there was some skepticism about Robert Pattinson, and then I think everybody settled into agreeing that he's probably going to do a pretty good job, just dark enough, just brooding enough. And with her being announced to play opposite him, it's really coming together. I think this is a good casting score.
If I'm not mistaken, I think she voiced Catwoman in the Lego Batman. One
she
of the
did.
Lego Batman. Okay, yeah.
Yep,
so,
she did.
You know, this is a chance for her to put a face to the voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that'll be very, very cool. I think they're going to do a great job opposite one another. And she has, you know, when you think about the history of Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry, Anne Hathaway, even Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's in good company. So congratulations to her on that casting. Now, yesterday, big trending news in Toronto was, of course, that we had Halsey in town for the iHeartRadio Secret Session. Mm. She played an amazing show. If you go to Chum's socials, you can see a lot of footage of her last night. She's fantastic, and she really has a very special connection with her fans. I had a chance to sit down and do an interview with her before the Secret Session, and we talked a lot about her incredible fan base. And something I recently learned was that she says that her fans think of her as a friend from summer camp.
Ah!
Which I just think is this amazing, visceral description.
That is good.
So I asked her about that and how that kind of came to be.
There's a fan, Olivia, who said it once. I saw her Twitter. It was like on her Twitter page, and she was like, "Halsey's my friend from camp." And it just, it made me laugh so much because I totally got it. Like, you know, and like you said, it's like such a visceral feeling. It's like, you know them, yeah, and you feel so connected to them for like a brief moment, but then you don't see them again for like a really long time. But like, if anyone brings them up, you're like, oh my God, yeah, them, like, my friend from camp, you know. And it's like, even though we've only met once, like, you know, it's like that whole thing. It's like a very special connection. I think the reason I love it so much too is when you go to camp and you're a kid, you get to be whoever you want to be. No one there knows you. They're not the kids from home. So you get to go and be the best version of yourself. And like, I've gone out as Halsey in front of all my fans and been Halsey at camp.
Martha and Clancy, those were my friends from camp.
See, you even remember.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Lovingly, yeah. That's a great insight.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's a very impressive artist. So very soon, any moment now, we're going to get that full interview up on our socials. So we will share those far and wide.
Sick. What a great weekend.
Great
moments
in Toronto.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh, wake up.
I love this show.
Chum 104.5.